You know, while everyone's dealing with the outbreak, we're always on the lookout for happy stories.
Yeah.
That can help break the tension and lift our spirits a little bit.
Oh my God. And yeah, we have to sift through so many bad ones to find them. So I hope you appreciate these because my mental health is very much suffering.
Yeah. Like last week, we told you about how caremongering is going big right now, especially in Canada and the U.S. Mm-hmm. If you didn't hear about that, caremongering is the opposite of fearmongering, where people are coming together and forming networks to support their communities, including for people that are like stuck at home,
yes,
financially struggling, or just in distress in some way.
It's so great.
It is.
It is. And since we first mentioned it, even more support groups have sprung up around the world, many of them organizing through social media and stuff. I even approached Brooke the other day and asked her if she would start a community outreach program.
Oh, awesome.
But she declined.
What?
She's too busy fear-mongering and color-coding her anxiety pills. Today's the purple one, Brooke. Down the hatch, okay?
I'm sorry, I took red, green, and blue at the same time.
Oh, no, it doesn't work.
Why
like
am
that.
I still freaking out?
To all the non-Brooks out there, thank you for what you're doing. It's really making a difference, and it proves there still is positive stuff happening in the
There's
world.
There's a slogan in this. It's don't be a Brooke.
Okay, both of you. I am doing my best over here.
All right, well, let's go over some headlines of some good news stories that are happening during the outbreak.
Awesome.
Starting with the company that makes Crocs. They announced that they're going to give away free pairs of shoes to healthcare workers every day until their supply runs out.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. I thought for sure you were going to talk about the new Crocs Peeps mashup that they're doing as well. That is not a joke.
I did not hear about that one, though.
But that's great.
That is really cool.
Yeah, no word on if they couldn't actually sell those and they were going to recycle them anyway. But here's something for the kids that might lift people's spirits. Apparently, there's a new trend where children are drawing pictures of rainbows and hanging them in the windows.
That's good.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the gays are confused, though. They're showing up thinking it's a nightclub.
Okay. That was dumb. You know,
why are there kids in here?
Excuse me.
Both of you.
That's funny.
There's a new trend called bear hunts, though, which I'm hoping is different than the videos I've watched on the dark web. But
Jeff,
okay,
no.
So are we going back to the clubs again? Is that what we're doing?
Well, apparently, people are putting teddy bears in their windows so kids in the neighborhood can walk by and count how many bears they find.
Oh! It's kind of fun because we're going on a bear hunt.
Yeah, it's based on that children's book. We're going on a bear hunt.
That's cute. I never read that book, but it sounds great.
Oh my God,
I
have
read
a
ever.
Yeah, you're right. I've always been read too.
Yeah, that's right.
A thing. Okay.
I have a parody of that book called "We're Going on a Bar Crawl." Much more fun.
My kind of book.
Yeah.
You gotta get a copy of that. There's also two parents in Missouri who felt bad that their son couldn't go out to the bars for his 21st birthday.
Oh my God.
That is a bummer. I feel bad for people with weddings and everything too.
Jose, your birthday's coming up, but you'll spend it like you always do, crying alone in your apartment. So yeah, it's fine.
It's a big deal. The 21st birthday, everybody looks forward to that.
Go to Vegas.
Absolutely.
So the parents decided that they were going to help by turning their garage into a nightclub.
Oh my God.
No way.
Does that mean it's like your mom and dad grinding on the dance floor? Oh, is that what we're going to?
Well,
come on in, honey. Join us.
His dad was the bouncer and checked his ID at the garage door.
That's amazing.
His mom was the bartender and gave him a free birthday shot.
Oh, hey, Mom.
And apparently the only other person there was his sister.
Oh, okay. Great.
Well,
hopefully they didn't hook up.
Yeah. Well, you know how the 21 run goes.
Yeah. Eventually, he did have a few too many green tea shots, and Bouncer Dad, who was doing a flashlight inspection, and ended up throwing him out for the night.
Yeah, you got an X. He got an X.
Hey, you're not 21, though, unless you get kicked out.
Yeah. Oh, God, I still hope he puked those green tea shots up in a bush outside, just to make it real.
What else is going on that's happy during this outbreak? There's a video that's going viral today because a guy in Milwaukee used a remote-controlled car to deliver a beer to his neighbor.
Dude, we have a remote-controlled car. Why have I not used it for good?
Dude, that's awesome.
Maybe a slingshot. Ooh. Wait, that could end up with a broken window.
Don't
Hold on.
Sling beers to your neighbor.
Yeah, this one was a beer bottle. So okay. That'd be a little risky with the slingshot, but they decided to strap it to the car using zip ties.
Okay. Oh.
And that video of them doing it has racked up over 5 million views in 3 days.
Dude, you know
that is awesome. Okay, so you guys, I've been thinking of an idea. I want to get a video projector and do a drive-in movie theater on the front of my house. Do you think that my neighbors would think that's cool or annoying?
I think it's cool, actually.
No, it's pretty lame.
I'm just so sad that nobody would come out to their front yards and it would just be me by myself watching.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm like $250 into this one.
I mean, how are you going to project the sound loud enough for people to hear it?
I thought about that. You can buy an FM transmitter where you hook it in and then people can tune in on your radio just like a drive-in theater.
Or you can just stream a show on Netflix like a normal person.
Well, fine. I'm trying to have some fun.
We get it. You're on the radio, Brooke. You don't always have to be on the radio. Yeah. Okay. Watching movies.
What else is going on? There's a regular customer from a restaurant in Florida that recently left a $10,000 tip.
Whoa!
And asked the owner to give all 20 of his employees $500.
Dude.
Meanwhile, some cheapskate in Arizona only left a $2,000 tip.
Oh, God. Shame that guy.
And that was for an owner of a pizza place to help him pay his staff. Super sad there. And finally, the rideshare company Lyft is stepping up to help out their local communities, too.
Okay.
And they just announced they're now delivering meth and medical supplies to people in need.
Did you say meth?
I'm sorry. I read that wrong. It's meals and medical supplies.
Oh,
couple of letters different there. Yeah.
I don't know if they're delivering meth, but...
I hope not.
I just got a great new business idea.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into detail about what it's about, but let's just call it a side project.
Yeah, okay. Why is Jeff driving 120 miles an hour right now?
Text in 78592. Tell us your good news story if you have one. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.